Talking today with J.B. Stewart, of course, from the Keys, Oklahoma area, and you're vice chair of National Sorghum Producers, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct. I'm vice chair of the National Sorghum Producers Board.
Now, talk to me first of all a little bit about, we were talking about conditions in your area. You were saying that really right in your location there, right on the Oklahoma line, that you're in pretty decent shape.
Yes, that's correct. I'm in the far western panhandle, Cimarron County, and we've really, we're really in decent shape. We dusted all of our wheat in, just drilled it in dry dirt, and the 7th of October got 1.5 to 1.8 inches of rain, and just come up to perfect stand. And then we've had, every week or 10 days, it seems like we'll get 20 hundredths, maybe a half inch, 6/10. And then just before Christmas, we got a nice rain and 9 inches of snow on top of it. Really, we began to build some submoisture in our area, so we're pretty excited that we might actually have something to harvest this year.
So that'll make a lot of difference as far as wheat crop after last year's failure, obviously.
Oh, yes, definitely, yeah. And we have lots of acres planted to wheat, mainly because we were trying to get something on the soil to keep us from having a blow problem and erosion problem this winter. And we've had some of that, but by and large, just that rain in October saved us. We've had very little wind erosion. I understand they've had some big winds since I left home that maybe have changed that. But I guess I'll find that out when I get back to Cimarron County.
Indeed. When we think about the sorghum industry, this has always been a very, very much of a high plains industry, and you're kind of right, almost like kind of in the middle between a lot of the Texas producers, and then as you go further north toward Nebraska.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, but we are kind of in the heart of the sorghum belt, and it's a very viable, sustainable crop for us, a great rotation crop, and of course in our area, 16 inch normal rainfall. We don't think of any kind of continuous crop. We use it as a rotation and along with wheat mainly, and it works out good for us. Keeps our ground cleaned up. And
as you all have met and as you have gone through these officer chairs, what are two or three of the issues that you are most concerned about or most interested in that NSP has been working on?
Well, of course, we've been very active working on farm bill preparation and staying in contact with what the Congress was looking at on that. We're very, very strong proponents of crop insurance, because that was the savior this year when we were in what they called a 100-year drought. And of course we're active in promoting the RFS2, because sorghum's a very widely used feedstock for ethanol, and we've working continuously with EPA to try to get a advanced biofuel status for grain sorghum, which would really be a boom for our industry in the ethanol business.
I know that both before the checkoff came in for the sorghum industry, but even now especially with the checkoff, you've always invested quite a few dollars into some research trying to find those new uses for sorghum.
Yes, that's correct. I was for several years on the Oklahoma Sorghum Commission prior to the national checkoff, and so we had a state checkoff that generated us some dollars to invest back in the industry, and which we did while I was on that commission, mainly searching for some advanced chemicals to help us in weed control. That's always been sorghum's shortcoming, is the grass herbicide control that corn and soybeans had with their various GMO. But yet we try to keep sorghum out of the GMO end of things, because it helps us in our exports. There's still some problems exporting that sort of thing.
When we think about trying to rebuild sorghum acres, we've obviously seen a lot of acres go away from sorghum, but yet I know that there's a pretty good story there.
Yes, there is, and I think we're going to see sorghum acres increase due to the fact that, especially following this drought that we've had, sorghum is a very water-efficient crop. It's very fertilizer-efficient, and it's a good cleanup and scavenger crop to clean up fertilizer that maybe other crops have left, and it'll just go ahead and produce in the heat and less moisture much better than any other crops. And then on down state Oklahoma, we're seeing a big movement towards sorghum in an effort to clean up their monoculture wheat fields. Our rotation has taken care of that for years in my area, but when you get on down where it's been continuous wheat for a lifetime, sorghum's starting to really play a role in cleaning some of those fields up and getting them a better quality wheat.
Vice Chairman of the National Sorghum Producers Board, that's J.B. Stewart out of Keyes, Oklahoma, here at this 2012 Commodity Classic at Opryland here in Nashville, Tennessee. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.